global financial system's broken, corrupt, and it needs reform. Corporations and the world's richest people are using secrecy jurisdictions to hide their money. And we're picking up the tab. And that's what the TaxCast is all about from the Tax Justice Network. I'm Naomi Fowler, and each month I'll bring you the latest news on tax havens, the shadow banking system, and financial abuses that have brought the world economy to its knees. I'll be joined by tax justice expert Richard Murphy to analyse the top stories. 15 minutes of eye-opening information and discussion.
The big joke within the City of London has always been those who talk don't know, those who know don't talk. And there's a good reason for that, because you earn an awful lot of money when you're working on the inside of stacks and stacks and stacks of cash.
If we can't get money out of our cash point machines, and that's what's at risk here, then we can't pay for food. And on average, there are only 9 meals in the store cupboards, so we are 3 days away from the breakdown in the social order of this country if banking fails.
We've been reducing taxes on millionaires steadily. We're talking about laying off teachers, firefighters. What kind of society are we becoming?
There is an alternative to all these massive cuts on the go at the moment. A simple one is just getting everyone in the society to pay their fair share, and that means the corporations stop dodging tax and pay what they owe.
We need to democratise the banking system and the finance system and treat it more as a service.
Africa is a blessed country, but unfortunately, because of the existing financial architecture, which includes high level of secrecy, is leading to a huge outflow of resources.
Offshore trusts, offshore companies, offshore foundations, hidden from view. There is absolutely no difference between those structures and those used by organised crime, whether it's drugs, people trafficking, counterfeiting, the despots, the kleptocrats.
Politicians won't intervene. Politicians are easily talked into providing the right kind of regulation, which means no regulation or ineffective regulation.
It is precisely business as usual that has created this crisis, and so the idea that we need to get back to business as usual as quickly as possible is deeply, deeply worrying.
To sit back and say nothing for me is complicity in a global crime.
So join me, Naomi Fowler, and economist Richard Murphy once a month for the TaxCast. You can find us on www.tackletaxhavens.com. Share it, blog it, embed it, tweet it, and ask your favourite radio station to play it.